Okay, the Ksav HaKabbalah begins with a piece on discussing the redundancy in the beginning of the parasha. Everybody asks the kasha. Vayihyu chayei Sarah, Vayashana Shem, Shnei chayei Sarah, very strange. These are the years of Sarah, and then at the end of the pasuk again, these are the years of Sarah. So basically, the Ksav HaKabbalah explains that Sarah, like all good Jews, had to live a double life. She lived a physical life and a spiritual life. And if you live both a physical and a spiritual life, then each one, when you're engaged in each one, you have to worry about the other. It's not like you could just live the physical life and just focus on that. You got to focus on both at the same time. And he presents it in a very interesting way. I'm going to read it pretty quickly, but you'll pick up the idea. Shnei chayei Sarah. His ora mefarshim al yiter mamar zeh. It said it already. In the beginning of the pasuk, why does it end again? Shnei chayesar. Venerally, sheyodienu b'zeh mala gedola v'niflaa shel sarah imenu. The pasuk is teaching us the great, elevated status and caliber of sarah. V'zeh ha'adam l'malaso alkalan avroim mitzad hakavasim yichomer ha'afar v'hanefesh haruchani. Man is greater than all other creations because man is a mixture. Man is greater than all other creations because the man is a mixture of both the physical and the spiritual. Man is a mixture of both the physical and the spiritual. Yesh lo mala alei mitzad hanagaso es atzmo ki kol berui mata einem chayim rak chayi gashmi. All the animals, they only live a physical life. V'abruim hel yonim, the angels and the heavenly spheres, chayim haruchni levad. They only live a spiritual world. Aval ha'adam miyuad calls man hayoso lichios chaim kfulim. But man has to live a double life. Man has to live a physical life at the same as a spiritual life. Chios gashmi v'chios ruchni. Ki min atzorach elav lashpiach tamid al advarim hanitzrachim el chayi gufani ka'achila ushasiya ushina. Person does have to take care of himself and watch the way he eats and watch the way he sleeps. I took the mussar to myself a little bit, especially about sleep. Gam l'chol dvar ma'emtzoyim she'em achanu l'kim gufa kum avodas adam va'asakav u'masa u'matan shelo. His business dealings, his work. She'enam rak mitzad tzaych olam hazeb levad. You got to be careful that the physical activities that you do, you're not just thinking about olam hazeb. Gam menachiv alav lichios chayos haruchni mitzad nefesh al yonah v'hu ha'isip binyanam ruchniyim. Kamahoyin batorah. A person has to set aside time in his life for the study of Torah. V'kimus osea shnei mina machay ma'ilam yodim chodam mitzarios and mochar bria tzrichin liosagudim achuzim v'nitzmadim yachel lo yispardu l'olam. And here's where he makes the point that both of these lives are by definition and by nature intertwined. And when you're dealing with one, you always have to worry about the other. That's the unique situation of being a human being. The malachim don't have to worry about the physical, and the animals don't have to worry about the spiritual. So, kigam ba'asaku b'nyanet tzarech gufo. Even when a person is dealing with his physical existence, his eating habits, his sleeping habits, lo yitachlas amachim zirak tzarech olam hazeh, the goal of your physical life is not just the physical. It's for the ruchnius.
The opposite, it's specifically for the
ruchniyuso. Aval tzarech sheyitlua elav to'elas v'nafsho shein chai olam haba. When you're dealing with the physical, you have to always keep in mind the spiritual. Ki im tia asako ba'achil u'shasiya v'halicha v'yeshiva v'kima v'tashmish v'sicha l'tzarech gufo levad l'hano asatzmo. If you're only thinking about the pleasure of the body, u'lashlam aschefso v'tavaso levad, and just have as much pleasure for that body that is possible, he in whom is damel, you become like an animal. He in whom is damel, abruam, abchus min madriga, el abehimos vachayos. She in whom is kasim, abchusim levad. Abu min achilo, yes, over this borrowed tongue, gam basak, it's borrowed gufo. Ba achilo. When a person contemplates his eating, it's lahavri, his gufo. It's not just to give pleasure to his body, but it's to keep his body healthy. Lios roi, lavodas borrow. Bishina. Gotta get enough sleep. Here the Ksav HaKabbalah is talking to Kamenetsky. Bishina, lazeis legufo menucha letzorech habrius shaloti tarif alav daito machmas menias hashena. You shouldn't go too crazy because he doesn't sleep enough. Klal hadaver ha'adam mitzad ma'alos letzorech tamen lishkol b'mozni sichlo letzorech tachlis nafsho nafshi veruchani b'chol tashmishi artzim v'gufanim. when you engage in the physical aspects of this world, you have to have the spiritual things in mind. Kirak b'derech zeh, and I would argue that I think I've spoken about this many times, that a bunch of years ago I made certain adjustments in my eating habits, because I think that that's also part of this, that you can't just eat like a pig. You can't just, you know, keep on eating and eating. Yeah, you have to watch what you eat. You could be, you know, because your body has to be healthy to serve Hashem. If you don't watch out for this, even though you're living, you're living a life like an animal. But you're in fact dead as far as your neshama is concerned. And he quotes here, and he's going to have something later, which I'm going to need your help trying to figure out. So, harisharim b'chayim kruyim mesim. So we know Chazal say wicked people while they're alive are called dead. What he explains is mevor mizeki ha'oshar amiti ladum v'yosachay chayim kfulim. What do you mean wicked? They're alive. What do you mean they're dead? It means they're only living half the life. They're only living the physical life. They're not living the spiritual life. So that's why they're called dead, because half of them is dead. The spirit is dead. Chaya gufim chaya nefesh. Misasi bin gashmi b'kavanas tolos ruchni. V'al davar zeh hu chaya ol mazeh mitzuraf im chaya ol mabah. Your life in this world is supposed to be attached to life in the next world. V'zeh shehi'ida atar al sara imenu. That's what it means about Sara. V'ayiyu chaya sara, shnei chaya sara. Shebechol meshech zman amidasa ba'eretz ha'neshama ha'lazu. Ha'isa chaya chayim kfulim. She lived a double life. Every moment of her life in this world, she lived a double life. She never just lived the physical life without thinking about the spiritual life. V'zeo she, Amar HaKosev, Shnei Chaye Sarah. Ratzaloma shalo haysa chiyus achiyus gufi levad. Her life was not just physical, haysa mitzuraf elof gam chiyus haruchni. Ulufizem ilas shnei, some lemispar hazugi v'zesh amar beraba matzarach lo mashnecha esav achon lo malach shechaviv chayim shel tzadikim 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 bolam hazeh ubolam haba. And that's what the pshat that we said. I think I told you I recently watched a documentary about Mr. Rogers. My wife forced me to watch it. So anyway, apparently for the last 40 years of his life, every single day of his life, he weighed exactly 143 pounds. Somehow it had to do with I love you, 143. I is one, love is four letters, U is three. I'm not sure what the gematria of that was, but can you imagine a guy, he would do exercise every day and always go on the scale, and always the scale always hit 143 every single day. Unbelievable. That's called discipline, right? Your health, it's called, you got to be disciplined about your health. But anyway, so Sarah lived this perfectly measured life where whatever she took physically out of this world was just geared to make sure that she was able to serve Hashem in a spiritual way. Okay, now here's a piece that I'm going to need your help with, because I couldn't exactly 100% figure it out, so I need your help. Now, everyone asks this kasha. Vayavo Avraham lispod l'sara v'liv kosa. Very, very strange. Everybody asks this kasha. And Avram came to give a hesped to Sara v'liv kosa, to give a hesped and to cry. And everybody asks, when you hear the news that somebody dies, your first reaction is to cry, and you're all confused and messed up. And then after you cry, then you can get your mind together, get your thoughts together, then you can give a hesped. So why does it say lispod l'sara v'liv kosa? It should have said livkos l'sara v'lehaspida, first to cry and then to give a hesped. That's the kasha. So Soloveitchik famously said, and maybe this is connected to what the Ksav HaKabbalah says, I just couldn't totally figure it out. I mean, I have a pshat, but I don't have it fully flushed out, so I'm going to ask you to help me out with it. So Soloveitchik said the pshat is that by great people, you know, it's by a leader of Klal Yisrael, somebody who's a leader, Sara Yimenu, Avram Avinu first talked about what she meant to the Jewish people, because A tzaddik, the most important thing about a tzaddik is not their personal family dealings. It's who they mean to the Jewish people. It's their role model to the Jewish people.
It's so also the Rabbi Shalom wanted. You said last week when Rabbi Shalom asked of Ramavino to Shef Yitzchak, it wasn't an emotional tie. Like, you know,
right.
how could this happen? This is the Ratzon of Rabbi Shalom. So this is the Ratzon of Hashem to, you know, for Sarah to be nifter, and he'll deal, you know, with that.
The personal, right? The personal thing comes after.
Yeah.
That's what Salvajic said. So the Hesped, first he needed to say what Sarah's death meant to Klal Yisrael. She was a Jewish leader. Her death meant something to Klal Yisrael. That was the first thing. After he finished giving her the proper kavod as a matriarch in Klal Yisrael and what she meant, her midos and her leadership for the world, then he permitted himself a personal time to cry for what he lost. So this was the greatness of Avram and Jewish leaders. Good morning, Reb Nissen. Good to see you. Come, we got a good seat for you still. So lesbodlis arvaliv kosa. That's what he says. But let's see, I'm going to need your help. Joel, I'm happy you just walked in because I need your help on this explanation. Bottom of page one. Lispod Lasarval of Kosa. So he asks the same kai, right? Everybody asks. Everybody says, when somebody dies, you cry first and then you give a hesped, right? Everybody asks the kasha. So it's just that Rav Salvajic said no, that by a matriarch in Klal Yisrael, first Avraham Avinu described what the loss was for the Jewish people, and then afterwards, only afterwards, he permitted himself his own personal crying. Because someone who's a Jewish leader, first you have to describe what she meant to the Jewish people. That was her main goal in life. And then afterwards, he permitted himself his personal pain. But the Ksav HaKabbalah says something similar, but maybe slightly different. I couldn't exactly 100% figure it out, but I think I have the pshat. It says like this. Habachi ragi lavo kodem ha-hesped. So he has the same kasha as everybody else. Crying usually comes before the hesped. V'haya ragi lomar livkosa v'lispo. Amnam. Lefisha habachi yora al hatsar bibichinas afisas hameis. The crying is what you cry because the person is no longer here. It's like the personal, it's your personal missing of something, right? Your personal lacking. The person who you loved and cared about, your friend, is no longer there anymore. So that's the cry. The hahesped, hu sipur shvachav, lahargish hanish arim masha avdu. The hesped is not for the honor of the dead person themselves. The hesped is that everybody else should understand and appreciate what has gone. So maybe it means to say the bechi is talking about what the... I've got a good seat for you. Come, move over there. The bechi is talking about the loss of the person themselves, the physical loss of missing the person, and the hesped is really more to speak the praises so that everybody else who wasn't as close to them would understand what they lost. Uvit tzaddikim ein ro'i levkosa mitzad afisasa. By tzaddikim, it's not appropriate to cry because of their own leaving. Because the tzaddikim are greater when they die, even more than their lifetimes. Lachain hiktim ha-hesped lebechi. Therefore, by the tzaddikas Sarah, the hesped came before crying. Laharos to teach us ki ein ha-bechi aleha rak mitzad ha-nisharim uki inyan ha-hesped. That's why there's a small chaf. Now, I didn't fully understand what he was talking about, to be honest, but I thought there was something deep in here. And I'll tell you what he might mean. And again, I want to open it up to hear what you have to say about the pshat. But just what he might mean, and he alludes to this later on, what he might mean is that the tzaddik himself actually prefers the next world a lot more to this world. The tzaddik actually prefers, so the death for the tzaddik is not itself such a big deal, because the tzaddik is going to a place that's kulo ruchnius, that's purely spiritual. So in other words, the crying by the tzaddik, we don't feel so bad for him. I think what he might be saying is that The crying that happens is you feel bad for the person that the person's gone. But the hesped is for everybody else. So normally, by normal people, so the first thing is the tragedy. Oh my gosh, they were killed. That's a terrible thing. So you cry. Because it's a terrible thing that they're no longer able to function on this world. You're almost like you're crying for them. That's the first thing. And the hesped is for you to figure out what you lost. So the crying comes first, because first we're upset about them. They're not going to get to see their grandchildren's, whatever. They're not going to get to see X. They're not going to get to see this. The crying is for them, and the hesped's for us. But by great people, we're not so upset that they're gone, because they're going to a better place, which is what they, the physical world was not something that they were so excited about. So they're going to a better place. So by great people, the hesped comes first, because we're not so upset. We're not as upset. The crying comes secondary, because we're saying, okay, there's still going to be some crying, but it's not going to be quite what that is. That's the way I read it. But if you have a better shot, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
So here, the hesped did its job, that the other people didn't realize at first what they lost, and then he gives the hesped, and they all start crying.
So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. But You think it's the opposite? What are you saying? How's the opposite? That we don't cry so much because for great people, they're in a better place. They're where they want to be. So the hesped comes first because the hesped...
Yeah, but we lost that.
Right. Maybe it's a similar idea of salvation is saying. That tzadikim b'misasam ki gedolim... What is this line? Unbelievable. Ki gedolim b'misasam yosim b'chayim. Tzadikim are greater in death than they are in life. Why? Because the tzaddik, his physical life on this world is not what's important about him. It's his morals. It's his lessons. It's the spiritual life.
I think it's also their impact in life. Sometimes you don't realize, as we say, as a famous saying, you don't realize
until they're gone. Right. Achrei mos kedoshim, they say, right? Achrei mos kedoshim.
We, the
Klal Yisrael,
lost something special.
Right. So maybe the Rav Salvech saying similar, that the idea that tzaddik's life is not defined by how much food he eats and the physical world that he left. We're not so upset about the physical world that he left. We're more in pain about what he represented, what the tzaddik represented.
Maybe when somebody dies, people commonly say he should be a Melech Yoshev. Maybe his spirit in Shemayim is stronger than his.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's having a.
I know I'm going to tread on some maybe some dangerous ground here, but a lot of years ago, like 25, 30 years ago, so I used to buy used cars from a Lubavitch guy. So I remember talking to him about the Rebbe's passing. So he said, what the Rebbe did for us in life, that was one thing, but what the Rebbe can do for us now that he's not here, that's... You can't even describe. Exactly. He's closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's right. Okay. Yeah, we do. There is this idea that we want the tzaddikim to be a good beta. We talk about that. He should be a good davener. Yeah. So anyway, I thought it was interesting. But anyway, great people. It's not about the physical life for them. He's going to say explicitly later on, if we get to it, you're going to see him say explicitly that tzaddikim actually are happier with death. They're happier. I always feel like the way my father went, it's like it's a nechama that, for him was mamash just like a second. So he didn't have to worry about it. He didn't have to worry about it. It was mamash literally like a kiss, like a neshika. Like in 1 second, he was here, then he wasn't there. There was no pain. There was no suffering. And there's no worry. There was no mental. Now for us, maybe it was a little harder, but for him, it was better. Oh, let's continue. So this is interesting. I mean, I love this Ran, but this is funny that the Ksava Kabbalah here, in the next piece, all he does is simply quote word for word the Drush Laran, doesn't give any commentary at all. It happens to be a Drush Laran that I love, but he just quotes from the famous Drush Laran. Why did Avram insist that his son marry a girl from Haran and not from Canaan? Lo sikachi shalabini mimilos haknani. So the Drush HaSaran has a beautiful, beautiful vart where he says that basically midos go be Yerusha and deos don't go be Yerusha. He says, generally speaking, if you look at a family, that's why when we're marrying kids off, So the most important thing we're looking for is midos, not frumkeit. Not frumkeit. That's what the Ran says. Because frumkeit, the parents can be one way and the kids can be a different way. You don't. That's not the most important thing to look. It doesn't go be Yerusha. Deos, philosophies, hashkafas don't go be Yerusha. Midos go be Yerusha. Midos, the Ran says, that's part of your, it's part of your DNA a little bit more. So the most important thing the Ran says to look for. So he says the Knanim were shtufei zima. The Knanim were, not only did they have bad philosophies, but they were not nice people. They had bad midos. They were shtufei zima. They were corrupt. So he said, Lo sikach yishel b'moskana. Well, Charon, what? Lavan and Besuel. That's where he's sending to. But they were over the Avodah Zarah. Chazal say Lavan was a Ramai too. Doesn't fit in so well with this with this Ran. I mean, Chazal, that part doesn't fit in so well. He was the exception. Okay, most of the people weren't like him. Okay, good. Shkoyev, okay. But Besuel was over the Avodah Zarah. Fine. But that's why he says, that's why when he was looking for a kid, when he's looking for a match, he wanted to make sure the midos were good. The whole world was over the Avodah Zarah. But at least in the midos, he wanted to make sure they have. Chazal say about Lavan, he tried to find the money here, the money there. Right? He was trying to kiss them. Chazal say. But anyway, that's what the Ran says. He says it clearly. So I don't understand exactly. The Ksav HaGemara just simply quotes the Ran. I guess he loved it also. By the way, I always understood this is why in Parshas Noach I quote this probably every year. I like this piece of Torah very much. It's a lot more elaborate. I'm not going to go into it too much. But that's what I always understand. Right in. The Dor HaFlog and the Dor HaMabul in the same parsha, right? The Dor HaFlog, they were kofrim be'ikar, Chazal said. They were over the Avodah Zarah. And what happened to them? Nothing. They just got it. And Avodah Zarah is one of the big three, the Gimel Averis HaChamuris. But what happened to them? They got spread out. But the Dor HaMabul, they were into Gezel. Lonechlem Gzenel Gezel. The whole world got destroyed over Gezel. So I always understood the same thing. If the world is involved in corruption, stealing, you can't fix it because it's just going to go generation to generation. If it's just the hashkafas, okay, one generation can have bad hashkafas. We can teach the kids. That's also the answer why, by the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu says he becomes a gvaldika lawyer for Klai. So no, you can't kill them. And by the Kivra Sativa, he says, forget it, I'm done. Can you sell my life? Say, get rid of me. Forget it. Kill me. Hargeini naharo. Why by Chet HaEgel he becomes a Gevaldik, a defense attorney, and by the Kivros HaTava, he says, I'm done, I'm finished. Where's the big defender of Klai? He says, because if it's Midos, that's it. It's going to keep going and going and going. I can't fix it. But if it's Deos, bad Hashkafas, the Chet HaEgel is bad Hashkafas, I could figure it out. I could teach him, I could teach the kids how to have better Hashkafas. Just because the parents have bad Hashkafas doesn't mean the kids are going to have that. So says the Ran. Anyway, so it requires a lot of further thought, but anyway, the Ksav HaKabbalah, he just quotes the Ran word for word. You don't like it.
There we go.
Yeah, you have a problem with that.
I hope we could change people's midos. I think that's what education's about.
No. Okay, sorry. I got it. No.
Hold
on.
I gotta go.
Yeah. No, listen. You know. Understand? You know what? You know what? The famous who's it? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Who said this? That it's easier to finish shas than to change one bad mida than you have. So I think it was Rousseau Salanto's quoted as saying that. It's easier to finish shas than to change one bad bida than you have. So, but that doesn't mean it's not doable. No, agreed. He's just talking in generalities. He's just trying to make a point. But agreed. The idea is it's very hard to change the midas. It's not that it's not doable. It's very hard. Oh, now he's going to talk a little bit about marriage. I mean, the parsha is all about marriage. Hello? So...
Also, at this point, when he's looking for someone, for a kid to marry off, at that point already, the midos is where it is. He's not looking to change the midos to somebody better. He's hoping that...
It is what it is. Right. Good. We're going to talk about that. What's the relationship between husband and wife supposed to be? There's two beautiful pieces about the relationship between husband and wife. Okay. Very, very special. He said, now you tell me. Okay, here we go. I got to give the color commentary for Joel. He can't hear you from over there. Okay. So Eliezer makes this elaborate test, which of course is purely to test her midos. It's purely to see whether she was a giving person, what kind of a chesed, right? My Rabbi Rabbi Mordechai Willig every year on Parshas Chayesara speaks to the boys about what to look for in a wife. Every year, that's his thing. Pashas Chayesari always talks about the midas ha-chesed. have to have somebody giving. In a relationship, it's most important to be giving. The husband has to be giving too. So what does he say? So the Ksav HaKabbalah is talking about this very interesting word, choice of words. It's one of the things the Ksav HaKabbalah is very focused on all the time. He says, he talks to the Rabbonu Shlomo. He says, look, this is what I'm going to do. Right? And he says, the girl, Pasuk Yudal, page 61. The one who says to me, I'm going to give you to drink and I'm also going to have your camels drink. This is the one that you have hochachta, lohochiach, you have proved, you have shown. So the Ksav HaKabbalah is he's interested in that word. It's a very funny word. You don't have that type of expression too often in Chumash. So what does it mean? So he says a big chiddush, because the Ksav HaKabbalah says big chiddushim. Okay, oso chachta. Unklus v'yonis and benuziel, tirgamu yasa zimanta. You have prepared. You have prepared. Lahazmin. Right, like in a restaurant. You have to, ani mukhan lahazmin. I'm ready to order. I want to order something, to prepare something. V'rashi pirish birarta. You have chosen. You have identified. Vaharadal hevi bishem. Ah, that's also. Remember, I told you he keeps quoting Reishin Pei, so we have a little bit more of a hint who Reishin Pei is. Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shlomo or Rabbi Shmaya, I don't know, Piraon. I searched this on Google. Google did not know who Rabbi Shimon Piraon was. I don't know who it is still. But you see, every five pieces he quotes this Rashap, I don't know who it is. Hochachto hume inyan nochach. It's from a language of opposite, like Ezer Kenegdo, he's going to say. Shemishtatef behora also emilas keneged. It's similar to the word keneged. Nochach ishto, right? Vayetar Yitzchak lenochach ishto. Yitzchak was davening opposite Sarah, Rivka. Chazal say, Rivka was in one corner and davening, Yitzchak was in the other corner. They were opposite each other. Lenochach. Vitamo liyosa nitzeves lenegdo leezer. Right? Osa hochachta, he's saying, this is the girl who you want to be opposite my son. This is the girl who you want to be keneged my son. This is the girl that you want to be the helper keneged. Shebachol shar bali chayim ein hanekeva omedes leneged dezachar tamid kimuchenes lemashma also ulisharso va'af osan bali chayim shein mizdavgan rak beben zugom kayonim. When it comes to human beings, we are the only species that the goal of the husband and wife is mamish to be there helping each other out every step of the way. And that a person's thoughts at every moment of the day should be, what can I do to help my spouse? What can I do to help the other person? How can I always be there? That should be the thoughts every single day. Not to think about themselves, what can I do, but always to think, what can I do to help the other one out? To live a life, that's kenegdo, that's how he understands. Ezer kenegdo, that's what he says, osa hochachta, lenocha. We're always lenochach each other. It's a team, one without the other. As a matter of fact, Rav Soloveitchik so beautifully said once, he said so beautifully, I'm sure I've quoted this in the Shiur over the years, that when it comes to Avram and Sarah, Avram, he changes his name, he says, call him now. Your name is no longer Avram. Now your name is going to be Avram. And when it comes to changing Sarah's name, he doesn't even say it to Sarah. He says to Avram, her name is no longer Avram. Her name is Sarah. Why doesn't it say, no, your name is now going to be Sarah? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that when Avram's name was changed, automatically Sarah's name got changed automatically, because Avram's name changed from Avram to Avraham. He changed from being a personal Avram to Av Hamon Goyim, to a public figure. And if his role was changed, by definition, Sarah's role had to change also, because the two of them were a unit. They were one Kiruv team. They were the first power couple, the Kiruv power couple. Chazal say, Avram Megayrus Anashim, Sarah Megayrus Anashim. They were mamish a team together. So when Avram's name was changed, by definition, Sarah's name was changed, because they were one team, they were one unit. They were one, and that's the way Jewish marriage is supposed to be. It's supposed to be mamish one unit. Minds and ideas and thoughts, mamish, we're on the same page. We're looking out for each other. That's what it's supposed to be. Tamin etzel ben yonosan. He's gonna repeat this a lot. Ulezeh b'milas kenegdo, hu ikar hamachuvan shemotzei ba ezraso. When she's opposite you, That's going to be the greatest Ezra. That's why he understands Ezra connected. If she's mamish on the same, got to be on the same wavelength, always thinking about the same things, looking for the same things, having the same goals. Chazal say about the ben sora amora, einenu shomer b'koleinu. A person can't be a ben sora amora if mom and dad aren't on the same page, because it's a disaster. Well, you can't blame the kid for where he is when mom and dad aren't on the same page. Einenu shomer b'koleinu. Chazal say if they have different voices. So some people understand al derech hadrush. Simple pshat in the Gemara is if she has a high voice and he has a deep voice, the kid doesn't become ben sora amora. No, it means that their voice isn't they're not on the same wavelength. The voice isn't on the same wavelength. You can't become ben sora amora. Uver Rabba in Medrash Rabba, ha'isha kara labala bar kabali klomer ha'omid lanegdi v'hu ba'atzma b'milo sochachta losho neged. And he's gonna come back to this. As a matter of fact, let's skip to that piece where he comes back to this for a second. Ah, beautiful. Mamash a chiddush. Chiddush that nobody else says. V'yitzchak ba mibo be'er l'chai ro'i. Yitzchak is wandering when Eliezer and Rivka are on the way back. So Yitzchak, the Torah paints this picture of Yitzchak that he's like wandering, davening. We don't know, what is he doing there? V'yitzchak Yitzchak l'suach basada lifnos erev. He's davening mincha, Chazal say. He's wandering, we don't know, right? Take a look at what the Chumash says, right? What does it say in the Chumash? Skip a little bit to page V'yitzchak ba mibo be'er. Yeah, okay. So we're on page 3, next page in the, right, page 65. So it says, so Rivka gets up, she goes on the Gemalim, v'telachna right away. Now, Yitzchak ba mibo be'er l'chai ro'i. Yitzchak was like wandering from be'er l'chai ro'i. V'hu yoshe be'er t'negev. V'yitza Yitzchak l'suach basada. He picks up his eyes. Oh, behold, he named Gemalim Ba. What's he doing? These two psukim are very enigmatic. It's not clear. So Chazal say he was davening mincha. Okay. Chazal say he was davening mincha. But what was he doing? Listen to the Ksav HaKavol's take. Original pshat. Original pshat. Perish ha-mefarshim, dachuk. So he says, everybody else's pshat makes no sense. What was Yitzchak doing? It's very strange. V'yitzchak ba mibo be'er l'chai ro'i. V'yoshi be'er t'anega. What's he talking about? So look what he says. Perish ha-mefarshim, dachuk. L'neginas ha-tam. He says, the pshat of everybody else doesn't make sense with the ta'amim. Shehitim mibo be'zakef katon. V'yitzchak ba mibo. Right, it should have said, if it says he was walking from Be'er L'chai Ro'i, why does the trup stop by mibo? It should have been V'yitzchak ba mibo Be'er L'chai Ro'i. He was coming from Be'er L'chai Ro'i. Why is the trup stop by mibo? Wow. V'nirali demilas mibo musav al bias Rivka. Whoa. V'hamem mem hasiba. Yitzchak was ba mibo. Yitzchak was walking out because she was coming. Unbelievable. Nobody says this pshat. Nobody says this pshat. Nobody. You could look all the mafarshim. You're not going to find anybody say this pshat. V'yitzchak ba, Yitzchak came out onto the road, mibo, because she was coming. Kimo, mi shavas aniyim, me enkas evyonim. Mibo, mi sibas bo. Yitzchak is not going to walk out of Eretz Yisrael. That's why he couldn't go find a wife for himself. You ever wonder why couldn't Yitzchak find a wife for himself? No, he wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's why he couldn't do it on his own. However, even though he couldn't go find a wife for himself, but he wanted to fulfill his obligation of Derech Eretz. Your wife is coming. You don't just sit at home. You got to show her kavod. You got to show her honor. How are you going to treat your wife? You got to walk out. You can't just stay in the house. You got to walk out to the road to greet her. As Rivka turns to Eliezer's, who is that guy that's walking toward us? So you see, he was walking toward her. Keep chisus gedola haisal rifka lava beis yitzchak bilti ra'osa tchila. This was a tremendous lack of honor for Rivka. It was a p'chisa to Rivka that the husband didn't even give her the benefit of looking at her before they got married. Forget about coming to look for her. In those days, you know, the husband would go look for a wife. He didn't go looking for, oh, I'm going to sit at home. I'm going to send my schlepper to go find you. That was a tremendous p'chisa gedola, says the Ksava Kabbalah. So to try to at least counterbalance that a little bit, Yitzchak at least showed her the honor of walking out to the road. Daito Ritzon Lakabla Bayin Yafe Uvakavod. It was a Pchisas HaKavod that he sent the slave to go. At least he could do is to go be Makabal or Bayin Yafe. Lachain. Kesha Yitzchak Mishaer Zman Bo. When he calculated the time that it took, he looked at his watch. Hikdim Lalechis Lakras Lakabla Derech Kavod. He lived in the Negev, but he moved to Be'er Lachai Ro'i because he knew that would be a place that he could see her. He went to go daven for a good zivug. This is the makar that he's supposed to daven for a good zivug. You got to daven that the shidduch should work well. You got to daven for a good zivug. V'hodio akosav sheniskay bo terem yikrov ani ene. Wow, kibinaso einov. And apparently his tefillos were answered right away because right away he looked up. Ro gamale beis aviv boim im zivugo. V'helem akosav derech hanagasa imel kabel paneh. It says the Ksav HaKabbalah so beautifully. The Torah is very cryptic in describing this because it would be a lack of tznius for the Torah to speak explicitly about how Yitzchak was running to greet his wife.
Wow.
Why does it say he davened before Eliezer left? Oh. Davened after Eliezer left.
He davened the whole time. And it doesn't say. Ke'ein zeh miderech haTorah ubefrat b'kadosh elyon ki Yitzchak. It's not the derech haTorah to write that he got up and ran towards the woman, especially with the Kadosh Elyon Ki Yitzchak. V'lo hodia rak reishis hanagas alech lekras alechvoda. It only hints to the fact that he did a lekavod. V'tachlisa, the goal was vayiviyah ha'ohela. So again, here you see the tremendous kavod that the husband has to have for the wife. So they got to be on the same wavelength, and they have to have tremendous kavod for one another. There's so many. What was that? So Rav Shechter thinks that's Darchei HaAmori. Rav Shechter thinks that's
Chukat. But it's right here.
He doesn't like it.
How does he reconcile it with this story?
Okay. Yeah, Svarim do it. Yeah, Svarim have the meeting halfway down. They meet him halfway. They escort him halfway.
It's from,
I don't know. Rav Shechter thinks it's Chukas Akum.
But it's
he doesn't
not
like
from
it.
Here. It's from Sinai. It's from
Hashem Sinai Bas. Some people say that. Very good. Yeah. Hashem Kechasan Yotz Likras Kal. Yeah. Hashem Sinai Bas. Some people pin it on that. And the Ksav HaKabbalah, beautiful. Okay. You have a mucker for the minute. Agreed. There's so much beautiful stuff over here. How do I choose which one to do in the last 5 minutes? Okay. Well while we're here already, let's finish it off because this last piece is beautiful. So Avram died zaken v'saveya. This piece was a little bit of a nechama for me also. You know, the year of Avelos, you know, always thinking about. So what do you have the pasuk over here? The end of the parasha. How does Avram die the way we all want to die? When we go, it should be like this. First of all, he died 175 years. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off 5 years. Then you shouldn't see Esav go to Tar B'Sra. Wow. Can you imagine? 5 years of the tzaddik Avraham's life, so you shouldn't see Esav Yotze to Tar B'Sra. LMI, what's the pshat? When your kids are not going in the right way, that's the biggest torture for a person, for a parent or a grandparent. That's the biggest torture. No bigger torture. Whatever. Not the time to talk about it now. But look what it says. Vayigva vayomas Avram b'seva tova zaken v'saveya, satisfied b'seva tova with it was a good, beautiful, nice old age. So what does this mean? Zakin v'saveya, says the Ksav HaKabbalah very beautifully. Im tomar usva yomin, unkles tirgame, I'm sorry. Unkles tirgame usva yomin. V'yonasan ben uziel tirgame usva kol tuva. Uv'emes ein tzarech lahosav aloshon ha'mikra. You don't have to add. Ki milas soveya b'loshon ha'kodesh haroso histapkos. Sha'nefes misaneges mashi yeshla v'lo tisava el atosefes. The soul has pleasure with what it has. It doesn't need extras. V'tagum saveh hu ba'atzmo ha'mila ha'ashkenazis v'chein v'achaltem lachmechem l'sova. V'ayim ha'ashkosa be'ekem b'v'achalta v'savata. V'razal amru v'achalta savecha v'lo achila gasa. V'ein l'nefesh ha'tzadik tainug yoser gadol. The nefesh of a tzadik has no greater pleasure. Mimashe yesh lo be'es misaso. Kachosa v'tismach l'yom acharon. Pia b'chasva b'chachma, no, that's, no, oz v'hada levusha, v'atismach liyom acharon. Tzadik imar v'atismach liyom acharon. In other words, whatever I have from the physical world, that's what gives me pleasure. I don't need any more. Here's what he said before, he says before what I told you to say before. B'yoso az karov lavo al mechitzas kadoshim al yonim lehisanin tanugim ruchniyim. He says, tzadikim, as they get older and older, are happy with the fact that they're about to go to a place which is kulo ruchni. Lachain karuch hachavim yom misa san shemal yom hilula. Therefore, the chachamim called the death, the day of death of tzaddikim is called yom hilula. That's the day of the chasana, the day of the celebration. The day of death, it's a celebration. For tzaddikim, the day of death is celebration. There's no more physical world. There's only kulo ruchni is. It's only the spiritual world. This is a day of great celebration by the tzaddikim. It's a day of great celebration, the Hilula. V'amru kan, I think, b'medrash rabbah, b'shas silukan shel tzaddikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu marla and matan scharan. At the time of the tzaddikim die, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows them their schar, v'sava nafsham, v'heim yishenim. And they're pleasant. V'tanug zeh haruchin hu b'emes sviya nafshis. This joyous spiritual pleasure is a spiritual satisfaction. This is sviya nafshis. Ve'ein l'targamo, you can't explain it. Ki yesh b'mashmos loshen ze gam hamius b'chayim lios kemasa kovid al shechmo. Kenyan savati olos elim penis ba'echa v'san echa. So he says that for a tzaddik, the physical world is not where it's at. Avraham Avinu, when he died, so he had all that he needed, and he was satisfied and satiated because of the spiritual delights that were awaiting for him in the next world. He had no regrets. He had no regrets. He had 175 years. His kids were the way he wanted. Yishmael did tshuva. Chazal say that's Saveh. Yishmael did tshuva at the end of his life, and he didn't get to see Esav go out in the Tar B'Asurah. So when he left, it was all peaceful. Because tzaddikim only care about the peaceful world. So I found a certain measure of nechama from this piece also about my father. Because even though he left the world too early, for me, it was the right time by the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the most important thing. For me, it was too early. I only had 73 years. So
it's a little false. It's like a false satisfaction.
It bothered me a little bit also, right? A little bit. It's interesting. But Chazal say that they took away 5 years because Tanatsi Esav Gol Tar B'Srab. It's a you're right. It's a great kasha. I agree. But LMI, so you see even more. But Chazal said it right. So you see that
excuse for the Rebbeinu Shlom to happen sooner.
It is an excuse for the Rebbeinu Shlom to happen sooner. But again, but this lesson in terms of the ruchnius of life is all that matters. So if the kids were going in the right direction. And he did all he could. He felt he did all he could for his children and grandchildren, and he was able to see that in his life. There's no greater tana. That's zakin v'saveya, to be satiated and satisfied that the ruchnius is going the right way. That's what life's all about for tzaddikim. So not only did he get to see his kids that way, but that he knew he was going to the olam ha'emes. Right? I said many, many times here. It's just shaking what my Rosh Yeshiva said about olam haba. There's some gemaras that sound like Olam Haba is going to be the same thing for the tzaddikim and the Risharim. It's going to be the same thing. But for the Risharim, it's going to be Gehenna, and for the tzaddikim, it's going to be Gan Eden. So my Rosh Yeshiva used to say, he had another agenda by saying that my Rosh Yeshiva used to say that Olam Haba is going to be a shtender in the Gemara. For the tzaddikim, there's no greater Olam Haba. For the Rishonim, there's no greater Gehenim than that. A shtender in the Gemara. For the Rishonim, that's the worst Gehenim ever. To have to sit with a shtender in the Gemara. There's a lot of truth to that, Melissa. Anyway, we should all have long, long lives of nachas from children and grandchildren and great grandchildren. We should learn from the parasha what the appropriate zivug is, how to treat our wives, how to be at one lenocha chishto. And we should realize that Sarah was Shnei Chayei Sarah. Both aspects of the Chayim have to be completely intertwined. The physical life with the spiritual life. We have to take care of ourselves physically because the Iker goal of life is the spiritual one. We got to be healthy, get enough sleep, eat the right foods, be healthy so that we can have a life filled with Hatzlach and Ruchnis. I'll say a Kaddish.
Let's don't change David's Nidos.